Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart.
Once upon a time, there lived three pigs. But they were not the three pigs that you know, because they did not live in a house made of sticks, and they did not live in a house made of straw, and they did not live in a house made of bricks. They lived in a cozy little shingle house painted pink, and it had a red thatched roof, and flowers bloomed in the window boxes. The three pigs were named Piggy, Wiggy, and Fred. Piggy was Wiggy's brother, and Wiggy was Piggy's brother, but Fred was not their brother, or their father, or their uncle, or their grandfather. Fred wasn't even their great-grandfather. Fred was their mother. Their mother's real for sure name was Mrs. Frederica Fidelia Verona Fanny Bank. But the little pigs couldn't remember such a long name, and even the big pigs stuttered and stammered when they said it. And so Mrs. Frederica Fidelia Verona Fanny Bank shortened her name, and she told everyone to call her Fred. And they did. That is, everyone called her Fred except Piggy and Wiggy, and they called her Mother Dear. Well, one day, Piggy and Wiggy awoke very early. They saw the sun shining, and they heard the birds singing, and they saw the butterflies fanning the sunbeams. "What a beautiful day," said Piggy to Wiggy. "Yes," replied Wiggy. "Let's ask Mr. Sun to give us some sunbeams. We can save them for a rainy day." "A good idea," squealed Piggy. "Mr. Sun," they called, "we'd like you to give us some sunbeams. We want to save them for a rainy day." But Mr. Sun did not answer.
"Well, I guess he can't hear us," said Piggy. "He's too far away. We'll have to climb up to the top of the apple tree. Then he'll be able to hear us."
So Piggy and Wiggy started to climb. They shook the blossoms, and they rattled the branches, and they rolled Mrs. Bluebird nearly out of her nest.
"Stop, stop, stop, stop," she chirped. "How in the world can a bluebird feather her nest if you continue to shake the apple tree like that?"
Piggy and Wiggy stopped their climbing. They were sorry for disturbing Mrs. Bluebird, and they told her they were sorry. Now, as you know, bluebirds are very happy birds, and so Mrs. Bluebird did not stay angry long, but she was puzzled. She was puzzled because she did not know what two pigs were doing in her apple tree.
"Well," explained Piggy, "we wanted Mr. Sun to give us some sunbeams. We wanted to save them for a rainy day, and we couldn't make him hear us, and so we started to climb to the top of your apple tree, so that he could hear us," added Wiggy.
Mrs. Bluebird smiled.
"I can plainly see you are not big pigs, or you would know that Mr. Sun did hear you, and that he did give you some of his sunbeams to save for a rainy day."
"He did," ask Piggy. "Then where are the sunbeams?"
"They're playing hide-and-seek in your eyes, and they are playing tag with your smiles."
Piggy and Wiggy looked at each other. They could see sunbeams twinkling in their eyes, and they could see sunbeams playing with their smiles.
"A sunny smile is a wonderful gift," said Mrs. Bluebird. "If you have a smile on your face and a song in your heart, a rainy day is not dreary at all."
"Well, we have the sunny smile," said Piggy, "but where will we find a song for our heart?"
"I will give you one," chirped Mrs. Bluebird, and she flew to a branch high in the apple tree, and she sang, "Chirpity, chirpity, chirpity, chirp, twittery, 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 twirp. Put a song in your heart on a sunny day, and you'll have it to sing when it's cloudy and gray."
Piggy and Wiggy laughed and laughed. They liked the song, and they thanked Mrs. Bluebird for it. They put the song inside their hearts, and it made them happy. Oh, they felt singy way inside.
"Now we have a smile for our face, and we have a song for our heart," said Wiggy.
"Yes," agreed Mrs. Bluebird. "They will both come in very handy on a rainy day."
Mrs. Bluebird then returned to feathering her nest, and Piggy and Wiggy went happily on their way. They romped through the woodlands, and they frolicked through fields of wildflowers, and soon they saw Thrifty, the Scotch Terrier.
"Hello, Thrifty," called Wiggy. "Look at us. We have something new you'll like. Can you guess what it is?"
Thrifty jingled the pennies that were in his Scotch plaid trousers.
"Put them on," he said. "I shouldn't be surprised at all if you did not tell me you had a new smile on your face and a new song in your heart."
Piggy and Wiggy were surprised, but they were delighted that Thrifty guessed what their secret was.
"Well, where do you think we got the smile for our face and the song for our heart?"
"That I can't guess. Tell me, where did you acquire your new gifts?"
"Mr. Sun gave us our sunny smile," said Piggy.
"And Mrs. Bluebird gave us the song for our heart," added Wiggy. "She said they would both come in handy on a rainy day."
"Put man, she is so right. But a sunny smile and a song are not enough. One has to have a penny in his pocket as well."
"We have the sunny smile," said Piggy. "And we have the song for our heart," said Wiggy. "But where will we find the penny for our pocket?"
"I will give each of you one," answered Thrifty.
And he took two pennies from his Scotch plaid trousers, and he gave one to Piggy, and he gave one to Wiggy. Oh, Piggy and Wiggy were as happy as two little pigs could be, and they thanked Thrifty for the pennies. They put them in their pockets, and they shook their pockets. But the penny didn't jingle. Piggy and Wiggy wondered why,
and Thrifty was puzzled. He was puzzled because he did not know why two little pigs expected one little penny to jingle.
"I can plainly see ye are not big pigs, or ye would know you have to have at least two pennies in your pocket to make them jingle."
"Well, how will we get them?" asked Piggy.
"There is only one way," answered Thrifty, "and that is to save. It is a wonderful thing to save for a rainy day."
Then Thrifty jingled his pennies again, and he walked away. And Piggy and Wiggy romped through the woodlands, frolicked through the fields of wildflowers. But somewhere along the way, Wiggy lost his penny. The little pigs looked everywhere for it, but they couldn't find it. Wiggy said,
"Oh, I think I'll cry." "Oh, you cannot do that," replied Piggy, "'cause if you cry, you'll lose your sunny smile, and you'll lose the song in your heart, and then you will not be prepared for a rainy day at all. Let's hurry home to Mother, dear. She'll know what to do."
So the two little pigs hurried away. Soon they saw their cozy pink house with the red thatched roof, and they saw Mrs. Frederica Fidelia Verona Fanny Bank watering the flowers that bloomed in their window boxes. Quickly they hurried inside her warm embrace, and they told her about Mr. Sun, and they told her about Mrs. Bluebird, and they told her about Thrifty, and they told her about the lost penny. Mrs. Frederica Fidelia Verona Fanny Bank thought a moment, and then she said,
"I know what we'll do. Come with me."
And she took Piggy and Wiggy inside their cozy pink house with the red thatched roof, and she took a container shaped like a little pig from the shelf. And very carefully, she cut a slit in the top of it. "Now," she said, "Piggy, put your penny inside this little pig." And Piggy obeyed. And Mrs. Frederica Fidelia Verona Fanny Bank put another one in it for Wiggy. She shook the container. The pennies jingled. Oh, the two little pigs skipped and hopped and jumped for joy.
Mother dear," said Wiggy, "you've made our pennies jingle. We'll save our pennies for a rainy day, and we'll always put them inside the little pig container so we will not lose them."
Mrs. Frederica Fidelia Verona Fanny Bank smiled.
I think the container should have a name, don't you?"
Yes, said Wiggy.
Then Wiggy thought a very long time. Maybe 59 seconds. And finally he said,
"The little container looks like Piggy, and Piggy didn't lose his penny, and our last name is Bank. I think we should call it the Piggy Bank.
And so they did. Piggy was delighted, and so was Mother Deer, and Wiggy was given an extra penny for thinking of such a fine name for the container. And do you know that the minute the two little pigs earn a penny, into the piggy bank it goes? They're saving for a rainy day. Their piggy bank jingles, their smiles play tag with the sunbeams, and their hearts are happy from the cheery song inside them. And that is the story of the very first piggy bank. If you have one at your house, I hope it jingles too.